Now, there's always the danger of what is called inflation. And this is what happens to the psychotic. He identifies himself with the mythological image. The trick is to get in relationship, to get in play with it, let the energy that it carries feed you without identifying with it. To understand that we are all saviors in our functioning in relation to our friends and to our enemies. We are savior figures, but we are not the savior. We are all mothers and fathers, but not the mother, the father. We are local manifestations of these powers, certainly. Look what happens. I teach in a girls' college just at that time when girls are beginning to find out that they are girls. And that just what it does to people for you to walk in the room. Well, when these children begin to think this is I, are they wrong? It's that wonderful thing they're living in, that body that's growing up around their little egos that's making all the impression. The little thing living in it saying, oh, look what I'm doing, is very often not very, let me say, impressive. Now, to give a little Indian story to conclude this little sermon, there's a story of a young man who is told by his guru, by his teacher, you are divine. You are what is known as God. Oh, what a wonderful thing to be told. What a wonderful thing to learn. And he went and meditated on this and found himself one with eternity. Tattvamasi, you are it. So, the world is it also. So filled, elated with this wonderful inspiration, he goes for a stroll down the road. And coming toward him is an elephant with the paraphernalia of these beautiful elephants and all painted up, and on the back is the howdah with some people riding in it, and on the head is the mahout, the elephant driver, and the young man walking down the road, and the elephant coming, and the mahout shouts, get out of the way! And he thinks, I am God. The elephant is God. Should God get out of the way of God? Meanwhile, of course, the moment of truth is coming along, and these wonderful elephants, the elephant just wrapped his trunk around this sublime creature and threw him off into the dust. Well, he was injured physically, but much more deeply spiritually, and he comes back in this battered condition to his guru. The guru sees this coming in. He says, well, he said, what happened to you? Well, he said, you told me, an elephant, yeah? You told me, you are God. You are God, says the guru. The elephant is God. The elephant is God, says the guru. Should God get out of the way of God? Why didn't you listen to the word of God calling to you from the head of the elephant to get out of the way? You've got to know what world you're moving in at the time. It's one thing to go into bliss. Sure, that's one aspect, and it's a darn true aspect. It's a reality. It's no fooling. But this is a reality, too. That Cadillac coming down the way is God also. And it's a good idea to watch out for the dual as well as unified aspect of this divine thing that's the world we live in. With that little thought, thank you very much.
You've been listening to Inward Journey, the second talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Inward Journey East and West. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, 1-800-330-MYTH, or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughn. Thank you for listening.